The guy who's
the bar mitzvah is
a spouse. Yeah, what do you think? Is him a
lefty? All right. Okay.
Everybody's said that over the years.
Okay, boss, I'm sorry for missing this flight. Next week.
Right.
Okay.
You didn't invite a seat, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I did.
Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov and his family leaves Eretz Yisrael to come down to Mitzrayim. This is, of course, after Yosef revealed himself and sent a message that he's still alive, etc. So it says in the beginning of Perek Memvav Pasach Aleph, Vayisai Yisrael Chol Asholo. Yaakov and everything, you know, and all the people and everything that was his, they began to travel and they came to Beersheba. And he offered karbanos to the God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of his father Yitzchak. So Rashi comments, it's in the Medrash like this as well. Rashi comments, okay, Aviv Yitzchak. We only mentioned Yitzchak. Why doesn't it say okay Avram as well? We say Mishman Esrei, okay Avram, okay Yitzchak, okay Yaakov. He's not going to say okay Yaakov. He is Yaakov. But why not say Avram and Yitzchak? So Rashi comments, well, okay, Aviv Yitzchak. Again, this is Perek Memvav Pasuk Aleph. Chayav Adam Michvod Aviv Yosem Michvod Zikno. Then we once spoken about that a person has a greater chiyuv to honor his father than to his grandfather. Implying there is a chiyuv for honor the grandfather too, but not the same. Lefichach Tolab Yitzchak Velo Avram. That's why he made specific reference here to Yitzchak and not to Avram. That's the Rashi. And as I mentioned, I think on other occasions we've had the opportunity to discuss this topic at some length. It then appears in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simon Reish Mem. At the end of the Simon Reish Mem is the Simon of Kibbutz Avaim. So towards the very end, the second to last sif, it says, the Ramo writes, and that's against Simon Reish Mem, Yerideya Sif Chav Dalet, Yesh Omrim De'ein Adam Chayv B'Chvod Avi Aviv. Some say no chiyuv on the grandparents at all. I mean, any more than any other person, you have to be respectful. Certainly, v'hadadar pneizokin and so on. There's no particular chiyuv on a grandparent. However, v'ein nearly. It doesn't appear to me that that's correct. It says there are more Ela the Chayav Bichod Aviv Yosef Bichod Aviv Aviv. That was Rashi said. No, it's Chayav on his father more than on his grandfather. Doesn't mean there's no Chayav on the grandfather. There is some sort of a Chayav. And sure enough, it says Raya Mimedrash Gabe Vayizbach Zvachim. There are more quotes, Raya from our Pasuk. The Pasuk here is Vayizbach Zvachim. It's interesting as a side point. No, I don't want to speak about, but there's an interesting comment. The Nekudas HaKesef was written by the Shach. You know, we have on the side of the page, and there we have the Shach and the Taz. And the Shach sometimes responds or deals with some of the issues raised in the Taz, and it's a sefer called the Nekudas HaKesef. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, it's Torei Zohav Naaseloch in Nekudas HaKesef. So Taz is Turei Zov, to play on words a little bit. Now Torei Zov is Turei Zov with a Tav, Taz spells with a Tav. But anyway, Nekudas HaKesef, so that's the Nekudas HaKesef. So he notes that in the Taz points out of Katan Chof, when it says Bechor Aviv Yoser, came Pirish Rashi B'Chumish. Right? So explains Rashi in Chumish, Al Vayizbah Zvach Malakeh Aviv Yitzchak. Okay? And he says, V'Temal, they are Rishona Shu Marik, Denelam, Menu Perish Rashi B'Chumish. How is it possible that first, remember there are more quoted Yesh Omrim, that there's no Chiyuv on the grandfather? What do you mean? It's an open Rashi Chumash. As the Taz writes, Temal Dei Rishon Shul Marik, Nelam Menu Perish Rashi Chumash. Forgot all about a Purusha Rashi. So the Kudus HaKesef comments, he says, interesting, what kind of question is that? What's he saying? The truth of the matter is, it's a Medrash. Is that a bigger kash? You forgot the medrash, right? When you forgot a rashi, the medrash is a higher authority, right? Medrash for Tanaim, you know. So the Nekudas HaKesef writes, no, it's apparently Efshar Mashmalei the Pirush Rashi Chumash Rogel Yosem Medrash. People know Rashi Chumash, or it's expected the Pirush of Rashi Chumash better than even in the Midrashim. Okay, Mekum Mishum Shakosu Ksas Poskim the Rashi B'Mokum Targum Shachayav Adam Likro Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. Some Poskim say that the weekly Chiyuv to be Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum Rashi can count to the Targum. So that's why he is. I have a different part. We'll talk about Shnayim Mikra maybe a couple weeks. But anyway, that's the Kuzak Kesi. What I really want to speak about tonight was a different aspect, a related issue, because clearly there would seem to be a relationship between between the chiyuv of honoring a parent and the fact that the parent has an obligation to teach the child Torah. And the question now is, okay, there's an obligation to honor the grandparent. Is there an obligation upon the grandparent to teach the grandchild Torah? Is there a specific obligation upon grandchildren? Again, it's not a direct relationship, but close enough for what I want to speak about tonight. I forgot to get the Gemara Kedushin. Give me Gemara Kedushin. Okay. That's what I want to look into, the question of teaching one's grandchildren. I don't need any mafarshim, just a regular Gemara is fine. Okay. The Gemara says, the Gemara appears in Kiddushin, starting on Daf Chav Tes in Kiddushin, we have some discussions that relate to the issue of Kibbut of Aim and Talmud Torah. So, we'll read the Gemara. Let's see if you can find it. It's Daf Lamed Amud Aleph.
Those are the famous figures of like Chiv Av Av.
Yeah, that's the mission. The mission is the obligation upon parents of children, children to parents, etc. Shkaya. So, thanks. So the Mishnah asks, the Gemara asks on the, thank you very much, the Gemara asks on the Lamed Amud Aleph the following, in Kedushin. Ad heichon chayev odom ulamed is b'no Torah. Okay, how far does the obligation of teaching a child Torah, how far does it go? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Kigon Zvulun Ben Don. Like the story of a certain gentleman named Zvulun ben Don, Shalimdo Avi Aviv Mikra Umishnah the Talmud Halachos Vagados. Okay? Zvulun ben Don was taught by his father's father. Mikra is you know, Tanakh, Torah, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos. I got taught everything. I told him everything there is to know. Okay? So, that's how far it goes. You have to teach him everything. Right? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos Vagados. I think more says Meisrei Lindo Mikra Emel on the Mishnah, right? There seems to be a brisa which says that there is no chiyuv, there's a chiyuv of Mikra to teach the child the basic Torah, to teach him how to read Hebrew, teach him Torah, but beyond that, not. So, as long as Rabbi Mikra is the Torah, fine. So we're saying Kizulun Ben Don below Kizulun Ben Don. What we're saying is, in some ways, the chiyuv is like Zulun Ben Don, and in some ways, the chiyuv is not like Zulun Ben Don. What do you mean? Kizulun Ben Don Shalindo Avi Aviv. The word ad heichon, how far does it go? It's like a double meaning to that question. How far does it go in terms of how much do you have to teach? But also, how far generationally, if you will, does the chiyuv go? The Gemara says it's kizvulun ben don and not kizvulun ben don. It's like zvulun ben don in a certain sense that shalindo avi aviv, the double generation. Who taught this zvulun ben don? His grandfather. Right? But velo kizvulun ben don, dilohosa mikra misha tamal, also our God is dilohosa mikra vad. We don't follow the requirements of Zvulun Ben Don. It's very nice if the grandfather teaches him all that stuff, but no, the basic requirement is Mikra. So again, as Rashi really comments, Ad-Heichon Nami de Kamina Hochi, Hochi Kamina, Ad-Heichon Adam Chayav Lilmo Tor Bidorosav, Rul is no Uleven Beno. So really two meanings to the question. The Gemara's Kasha, Ad-Heichon Chayav Adam Lulamed is Beno Torah. Does it mean, first of all, how much Torah does he have to teach him? So there, Zvulun Ben Don was taught Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, and everything else. And B, the question, second part of the question was that Heichon generationally. So the Gemara answers, well, we learn one thing from Zvulun Don, one thing not from Zvulun Don. From Zvulun Don we learn it's a double generation, it's a chiyuv on grandparents also. But we don't learn from Zvulun Don in terms of the extent of how much you have to learn. We say Mikra is enough. And the Gemara asks now,
The rest of the issue is back to Sinai. It's a question of the cause of connection, basically. The further back you go, the closer you are.
Okay, very good. We'll come to that actually. I'll say that for the end. You're right. Well, the Matan says that very point. We'll come back to that. Good. The Gemara then asks, Avi Aviv, mi mechayev, who says that a grandfather has any chiyuv at all? Tanya, v'limadatem osam es b'neichem, v'lo b'nei b'neichem, and the Joshua, the Pasim Kriyashma, the Pasim of Talmud Torah says, v'limadatem osam es b'neichem, adab b'am, etc. The second Pasha of Kriyashma, Perek Yud Aleph of Zorim, says, v'limadatem osam es b'neichem, and Joshua b'neichem, v'lo b'nei b'neichem, the chiyuv only on b'neichem, not b'nei b'neichem. So wait a minute, there's another pasuk. Umani mekaimba udaitam livanecha vilivnei vanecha. There's a pasuk, you should, first of all, Eschanan, you should, at the beginning of the parasha, towards the beginning, it says, udaitam livanecha vilivnei vanecha. What does that mean? Your children and your grandchildren? No, no. Loma lecha shekol amelamed has been o Torah, maila olav akosuv ki ilo lamdolo, olivno, oliven beno, atzov kaladores. That's just you know, a nice thing. If you teach your child, then it's like you taught your grandchild, you taught your great-grandchild, great-grandchild. What's the notes idea? Because obviously you teach your child, hopefully the child will grow up, he's going to teach his child, he'll grow up, he teaches his child, etc. So if you teach your child, that's what it means, okay, but not that it's a chiyuv. The chiyuv is not, because the limad ha'tamos is b'neichem v'lo b'neichem. So the kash is, we just said, Zvulun ben Don is a chiyuv, we follow Zvulun ben Don in the sense that his grandfather taught him. No, so this talk is like the different Tana. The Tanya says in a Brisa, Limada Tanosos Benechem, Ainli Ela Benechem, Bene Benechem Menayim. It says Benechem. How do we know it means also Bene Benechem? Talmud Lovar, Vodai Tamanechem, Lizne Vanecha. That's the Pasuk, Taka, we learn it. That's a Chiyuv. In Kema Talmud Lovar Benechem, why does it say Benechem? That's a different teaching. Benechem, Velo Benosechem. Teach your sons, not your daughters. A different problem. I'm not going to right now. Okay, but Benechem, Velo Benosechem. It's the Gemara here, the Gemara had in the previous daf. Okay, what's the chiyuv of teaching the Torah to your daughter? Is not our topic now. But again, I want to put together a whole bunch of information.
I'll discuss it.
Okay, there you go. See, we have what to discuss on that, but not for you this evening. Again, I put together once a whole packet of marmacomas on that subject. An interesting subject, but that's another time. But anyway, so we follow, or this Gemara of Zvulun ben Don, which was brought up by Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, who says he follows Zvulun ben Don, it means that he follows this other Tana, which says, when it says, it doesn't mean B'nechem below B'nei B'nechem. It's B'nechem and B'nei B'nechem, as proved from the other Pasuk. Why B'nechem? Differently, B'nechem below B'nei B'nechem. Okay? And then this Gemara just ends, I'm sure the lady called him. Amen. His ben benal Torah malal because he keep him by Sinai. Shneimu ha'hodat ha'vodecha leiv benecha. The son of a yom ha'shemal talafnei ha'shemal kach bechor. The very next pasuk says, yom ha'shir the day on which she stood by Sinai. So anyone who teaches his grandson Torah, his grandchildren Torah, so it's like you received the Torah over there at our Sinai stuff. Okay, so that's the Gemara here. Two different opinions as to whether there actually is a chiyuv. Let's be honest. Everybody agrees that it's a nice thing to do, but is there an absolute chiyuv, a special chiyuv? So that seems to be a machlokas. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes the following in Perek Aleph, the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes, Halacha Beis Kesheim Shadam Chayv Lamed Es Beno Kachu Chayv Lamed Es Ben Beno Shneir Malav Ahadai Tamu Vanecha Vevanecha. The Rambam quotes like the Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, like the second Tana, the Tana that he follows, like Zvulun Ben Don, right in that. The first aspect of Zvulun ben Don's behavior, or his family's behavior with him, namely it was taught by the grandfather, the Rambam Paskins that way again. Then he says, below beno ben beno bilvad, not only his son and his grandson only, okay, Ella Mitzal Kol Chacham Chacham Yisrael Lamed is Kol Tamidim Afopisha Einan Bonav. There's a general mitzvah on any Tamid Chacham to teach any child, any Jewish child Torah, all Tamidim, even they're not children. Shenemar Vishantum Vanecha. It says Vishantum Vanecha, but there it doesn't mean Vanecha. Piyashmu Lamdu Vanecha Elu Tamidecha. Shatamidim Kuyim Bonim. Shenemar Eitzu Bnei Nevim, etc. Okay, really, there's an obligation to teach everybody. Hi, yes, the Rambam K. Loman, it's Tavo, Beno, Ben Beno. So, what's, if I have to teach every Talmud, so what's special about Beno and Ben Beno? No, La Haktim Beno, Ben Beno. If you only have limited resources and so on, limited time, so it's La Haktim Beno, Ben Beno. And then, Uven Beno, Ben Chavero. And then your child comes before your grandchild, and your grandchild before somebody else. Okay, that's the Rambam in Nukos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. The Kesef Mishnah. Here quotes the Gemara that we just mentioned, etc., and the Brisa and the Shulchan Levi and so on here in Kedushin Daf Lamed. So the Kesef Mishnah writes the following: Kavonas Rabbeinu Lo Se Shnei Havdelim Bein Beno Leven Chaver. It comes out there are two differences between the children and someone else's child. Echad de Beno Kodem. Again, the child takes preference. Okay, Sheni is an important point because really it goes on to the next halacha. Because in Halacha Gimel, it says, V'chayev liskor melamed livno lalamdo. What if I'm not able to teach my child, or whatever it is, I'm chayev, I have to hire a melamed, send him to yeshiva, whatever, I have to pay tuition to have him educated. That's a parental responsibility. If a father can't teach her, or he's not, circumstances don't permit it, so that's what I'm Halacha Gimel. Chayev liskor melamed livno lalamdo. But v'ein chayev lalamed ben chavera el b'chinam. But teaching another child, the Talmud Chacham is teaching a child, another child, I have to pay for him to have a tutor, right? That's his own father's obligation, or if his own father's from the community, but I don't have an obligation. That's so the case of Mishnah, right? You put two and two together here, in Halacha Beis and Gimel, he says really two differences. Kavanah Sovino says, Shnei Abdelin, Bein Beno Ben Chaver, Echad, the Beno Kodem, Sheni, the Beno Chayav, Lisko Lo Melamed, Imu Eno Yachal, but Ben Chaver, Eno Chayav, Lahaskal Lo Melamed. The Dafka Betor Gufo Nischayav, Avalo Botos, Mamono, fine. Where does Ben Beno fit in? Yeah, I'm sorry?
Okay.
Where does Ben Beno? Is it Chiv to hire also? In other words, if the let's say the parents can't afford it all the time, not all the time, time yeshivas, you know, it's the parents have difficulty paying the tuition bill, so is it okay to bill the grandparents? You know, can you tell the grandparents they should pay? You know, I remember years ago I was teaching a yeshiva that, you know, so the child needed a scholarship or whatever it was, you know, and the parents had a need. And then the kid during the course of the year went to Florida, went to California, went to Hollywood, went to Edgy Song, and said, the parents are on a scholar. Oh, the grandparents are taking me. Okay. Shouldn't the grandparents be obligated to pay for the, help pay the yeshiva? Okay, so that's the question. Because the Rambam said that, in Halacha Gimel, he says, Chayav Liskor Melamed Livno. But he didn't say about Ben Beno. On the other hand, in terms of Kadima, he did mention, in terms of preference, that Ben Beno does come before other children, you know, Stam children.
Assuming the person can teach, is there a strong obligation for the person to teach his own son, as opposed to hiring?
Yes, so that's an excellent question, which actually I should bring and give out. You know, when my last son became Bar Mitzvah, I wrote a little essay I put out about the Bar Mitzvah. That wrote about the obligation to teach Torah to one's children actually after the age of Bar Mitzvah. And one thing I mentioned there is that the answer is some say that yes, there is still a preference. Again, but many people have to go make a living after work or whatever it may be, so circumstances don't permit. However, I remember I quoted in this article that the Stifler, you know, the Stifler Rav, the Stifler Gon, would learn with his son's Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he learned with him every day. Now, long after Chaim Kanievsky became a Talmud Chacham and a big posik in his own right, but his father still went ahead, you know, not only hired somebody, he became, you know, a Gadol B'Torah himself, but until he was too physically ill to do it, it says that his disciple would learn with his son every single day, to be Mekayim this mitzvah. So certainly there's some hold like that. Anyway, getting back to, this Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, "Efsher the Ladas Rabbeinu Gamla Ben Beno Chayv Lahaskil on the Lamed." It's possible the Rambam holds that there is a chiyuv on the Ben Beno, on the grandchild, to hire a Melamed for him. Okay, and that's one point he mentions. He doesn't say why, but he says the flow of the Rambam looks like that. Although the Rambam doesn't say it, and then he says something else. So how far down does it go? What about Ben Beno? I mean, it was a great-grandchild. I mean, Baruch Hashem, some people are Zohar, the great-grandchildren's song. So what about Usa? He writes, Ben Beno nearly pushed the cousin Len Chavero. Okay? Does that person have Kadima? In other words, the great-grandchild, does he have Kadima again, you know, opposed to somebody else? So, he says, Ben Beno nearly pushed the cousin Len Chavero. The knockout Ben Beno, what is Ben Beno? Okay? And the truth of the matter is, why did the Torah say Vodaitam Levanecha Veliz Nevanecha? It should say Vodaitam Lizarecha. They were all set. They could have solved all the problems. So he said, no. Velo Avin Motzi Michta Vodaitam Lizarecha, the Havamina Banos Pichal. Then it would have included daughters as well. Back to that problem. Okay. Alright. Anyway, and then he mentioned another question. Now the daughters are excluded, the Kesef Mishnah says. What about the son of a daughter, a grandson, but from a daughter? Right? Do you say that it's a grandson, that's it? Or no, that came to the daughters. He says, I'm in doubt, I ben bito kodem ben chaver, the efshar, the ain kodem, leven chaver, elahech, the schayer ba'oviv, avagabe ba'at, the lekamer achilo. We can see both sides. On one hand, it's a grandchild. So what do I care? It came through my daughter, through my son, but it's my grandchild. Or they say, no, I'm only, it's got to go through someone whom I'm chayer for. So that's that's the bar chivin, that's the kesef of Mishnah. The chidor, in the Birkei Yosef, comment on the Shulchan Aruch. These dinim are in the Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Hey. We're gonna come to the Shulchan Aruch in a second. Simon Reish Mem Hey. So the Kesef Mishnah writes. Not the Kesef Mishnah. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidor, writes Moran, our master, the Kesef Mishnah. That's the Sfaradim refer to their. The one is Maran, right? Maran. So the Chidor is a Sfaradim. He refers. I think the Sfaradim referred to two people as Maran. It was Yosef Karo and the Chidor. But the Chidor didn't refer to that way himself. And now I think maybe also, yeah. They call Maran also. It could be. All right, Moran, the Kesef Mishnah, Reishul is Talmud Torah Kosov, the Ben Beno Kodom and Chavero. However, he quotes the Harav Mofes Hador. Chaim Avolafu, the Sefer Mikor Kodesh, Daf Kuv Zayin, Tama. He said, wait a minute, how could you suggest that it goes beyond to the great-grandchild? It's not true. Why? The parakamah to Kiddush, remember the Gemara we started with. The Gemara asked, according to the second way we learned, Ad Heichon, what did Ad Heichon mean? How generationally, how far does it go? So it says, Kizvulun Ben Dan. Like, well, how Kizvulun Ben Dan was Avi Avi, so that's it. He said, Tom, the parakamah to Kiddush, I mean, Ad Heichon, Chai, Laman, is Benotor, Kizvulun Ben Dan, Upirish Rashi, Ad Kamadoris. How many generations? The answer is, Zulam and Don, two generations. All right, the Ben Ben Odafka. Ad Kandvar. However, okay, if you could learn, quotes Lecha Mishnah says, no, when it says Ad Heichon Chayev, maybe it means Ad Heichon Chayev Bischar. You know, maybe you only have that, like the other side, you have to accept upon yourself to pay. That's like Zulam Ben Don. But in terms of Kedimah, so we're splitting. In other words, the Chidor is suggesting splitting. Kesef Mishnah says, because the Mishnah says, well, for Kedima, the Rambam, let's go over it again. Then when it comes to Kedima of this child over stamped children on the earth, so the text of Mishnah is feel sure that the Rambam himself says that Ben Benol, and he says probably subsequent generations too. The question is, what about, you know, being required to pay? So that the case of Mishnah isn't so sure about. So the Chidor here splits, and he says, well, in terms of the Chiyuv, you could have Kedima as opposed, this child as opposed to other children stam in the world. So then Takev, he says, Beno, Ben, etc. That would take precedence over other kids. As far as hiring, so that only goes to the one generation based on this story of Zvulun Ben Dan. Okay, so that's just that issue. And this issue is discussed by the Poskim, other Poskim as well. The Radvaz has a tshuva in the Chelek Hay, in Chelek Hay, it's in Kuf Yudal, but overall, it's in an Elef Tov Pei Zayin, 1487. He's asked the question, this is a section of the Radvaz's tshuvas called the Shal Shuvas Radvaz Lulshonos HaRambam. This whole section, Chelek Hay of the tshuvas HaRadvaz, is all people ask them questions about the Shitas of the Rambam. So, yes, what's the story? Do you have to hire somebody or not? Right? Shaltim and Odiachodaiti, in Chayav Adam Lamedes Ben Beno Toro Bischar. The Dilma Beno Dafke Chayav Lamedes Bischar, or Ben Beno Bechinam Dafke Lo Bischar. O Dilma Kaven, the Bnei Bonim, or M. Kibonim Chayav Lamedes Afila Bischar. Right? That's the Kaj. Chuba, Loshon Rab Bezek Pasha. The Rambam's difficult here. Rachel is safer. There's a steer almost in the Rambam, like we pointed out. Shakosav Chayav Liskor Melamed Libno. It says in the beginning of Allah, Gimel, you have to hire a Melamed, you have to pay. It's willing to lay out schar, pay out money for a Melamed. To your child, to buy a higher malamed for your child, te do call a ben beno eno chayav. The diuk is, but not the grandchild. Good. But I must say, but then it says, but eno chayav lamed ben chaber el bechinam. Then it says, you don't have to teach your friend's child, stama child, for anything other than for free. Te do call ben beno chayav liskor. But if your own family, the diuk would be, you are chayav to pay out. So it's a stira. The stira is diukim. It's not a stira in the lashon of the Rambam, it's a stira in the diukim of the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam says, if you hire, you have to hire someone for your son, implying grandson not. On the other hand, he says, you don't have to hire for any other child, implying grandson yes. So what's the story? It's a kind of a stira in diukim. So he says, no, kriyadati ko mokum shinza kyotu de mishno bebrais on regilun tarets reisha dafka besefo nasa. Okay? We usually answer these types of things in the Rambam, or in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, that the reisha is dafka, and the sefo is nasa. So it means, hochi prusho. Livno dafka chayav liskor lo malamadu ben beno nasa le'inan ze ki'ilu ben chavero ve'eno chayav liskor lo. The diuk is in the first way, and he seems to say that no, you only have to, hire for the child and not for the grandchild. Okay, and he said even though it's different applies differently in other places. Nevertheless, he says yeah, that's one way to learn it, or you could say there's a different tarshu about pan tarshu. So okay, that's the tshuva of the Radvaz. Similarly, the Bach in his tshuvas, the Bach that we know from the commentary on the Tour, where the Bach also has tshuvas. So instead of Mem Zayin of the Shalos of Tshuvas Habach HaChadoshos, he says the person who sent them the Shaila distinguished between Ben Beno and and Ben Bito, saying Ben Beno Chayav Liskor Melame, the grandson from the son, you have to, but Ben Bito not. So he discusses whether that's true or not. Okay, he says not so posh that that's true, but then he says, wait a minute, your whole premise may be wrong. Your whole premise is that for sure Chayav for your grandson. He says Lo Mashmach with the Rambam. And the Shoel was asking the question: your grandson through your child, you have to, but your grandson through your daughter, sorry, your grandson through your son, you have to. Your grandson through your daughter, you don't have to. First, he challenges whether that's true or not. Usually we say B'nai Banu and Kebana maybe does apply even to the daughter. But then he backtracks and no, maybe your whole premise is wrong. Who says for the grandson through your son you have to do it? That's not much like that from the Rambam. Parakalavakos Talmud Torah. Okay, because even though it says Chayav Adam Olamin is Bito as Beno, Kacham is Ben Beno, but that's only the Chiyav. Okay, and he has some sort of a Chiyav, but in terms of hiring, that's not necessarily the case. Okay, so Liskor Olamin Eino Chayav Alo Beno Bavad. So the Bach also seems to say, learn in the Rambam that that's not required. In terms of Psak, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says as follows, that I mentioned before, it's in Sun Reish Mem Hei. Sun Reish Mem Hei is Hilchos Melamdim. So in Hilchos Reish Mem Hei, Sif Aleph, okay, the Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Saseh Ala Ish Lulamed is Beno Torah, as a chiyuv to teach your son, otherwise he has to learn himself. The chaber says nothing other than beno, just your child. He's not even talking about tzchar, he just says in general, just the son. So the shach writes, since you've caught an olive, yeah, cause of maharshal, the yam shoshom, the maharshal writes, no, who adin le ben beno? Remember also, you know the Mechaber didn't say, but it's true about grandson too. And he quotes it from the Prishon, he quotes it, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says the Kesef Mishnah, Reish Parakal, Michlus Talmud Torah, because of Gamkein, the Efsher, the Gam Leben Beno, Chayv LaHaskel Omelamid. You even have to hire somebody. What Din Leben Ben Beno, even great grandchildren and so on. The only question he has is about Ben Vito, okay? But and he holds that the granddaughter, the grandson to the daughter, is also called a ben chaver. But in any event, in the Shulchan Aruch, even though the mechaber himself didn't write that, but Shach Chosin Marshal, no, grandchildren, even great grandchildren, etc. There is a chiyah, perhaps even Liskor. And the summary of these dinim is presented in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the fourth of the Shulchan, the Balatanya, or the first of the Balatanya Rebbe, in the Chelek Yaradei, has a section called Hilchos Talmud Torah. So he writes in Perek Aleph, Sif Ches, Be'im Ye'en Yada of Masegas Liskor Melamed Libno. If the father doesn't have any money to hire a Melamed for his child, the Gam Eino Yochel Lumot Amo Imo Ba'atzmon. He also is too busy or unavailable, untrained, unskilled to be able to learn himself. The Yad Avi Aviv Masegas, but the grandfather does have money. Kofin, as Avi Aviv Liskor Melamed, not only does he have to, but Bezin can, force him. Kofin es avi aviv, he quotes this from the Shachar. Kofin es avi aviv, liskor melamed ben beno. V'gam kol otzos talmud torah shel ben beno mitzuv alav kamal av mamish. Everything, I guess, the dinner, everything, right? Everything.
It's interesting that, you know, he jumps the generation. Yeah. His obligation was to teach his son. So how is the son not able to teach the grandson?
Okay, but let's say the son, the poor man has to make a living. He's okay, but well, I guess he means whatever he has to fill in, whatever he has to pay. I think that's what he means. It's a good point. Ain't no yada of masegos, ain't no yochel mod. Yeah, yeah. All right, it's an interesting ha'ara. I think it means whatever he can't do. But it says kol otzos palmat Torah shel ben beno mitzvah alav kamal av mamish. Why? Mitnei shekashem shemitzvah min haTorah alav lamed is ben beno Torah as beno Torah kach mamish mitzvah min haTorah lamed is ben beno shenemar v'odatum levanecha v'leznei vanecha. So he takes it literally, and he says grandchildren the same, like the Shach. Again, the Mechaber didn't say it, but the Shach calls the Mashal, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Then he says avo leven bito, but for a son, a grandson through the daughter, or ben beno, double generation later. No, then ain chiyuv alav afil liskor melamed and ain tzarach lomar shal. Then it's only a nice thing to do, it's stuck it, but it's not a special chiyuv. Okay? Now, then it comes to your point. He says, if he can, he should do it himself. Okay. Then that's in Sif Ches. However, he does acknowledge in Sif Tez the position of the Rambam, certainly the way the Radvaz explained it. Now, he just got through saying it very nicely, but he acknowledges the position of the Rambam, as explained by the Bach that we saw, or the, by the Radvaz that he quotes here too. The Eino Chayv Luskom Alamed Ben Beno, Imen Yochel Lamdo, Maratzma, Elim Yochel Lamdo, Maratzma, Eino Rotel Lamdo, then Chayv Luskom Alamed, En Yad Beno Masegas. Karmitzim Utelas, Alavi Aviv, Kamal Aviv Lamdo, Baatzmo, Ole Troach, and so on. So he goes through it. At the end, he says, "Le'inyan halacha b'shal Torah halecha achar machmir lechach kol adam tzorich lahachmir asam ach ein lochav lachem lo timamun bekvius misafik." He says, you know, since it's derais, you have to be machmir, the pasuk something derais and so on, but you can't necessarily be kol for him. So that's the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's interesting. I saw referred to something else. The Kiva Eger has a tshuva, not directly on this subject, it's in the tshuva of Akiva Eger, comma, in the first line, Sim Mem Beis, he's talking about a bris. So let's say there's, the father's not there, okay? Or the father is, you know, regarding who makes the brachas, if the father doesn't make the regular brachas, or if the father is a moel, and what happens to the other brach of lachmis, so and so on. Anyway, so if there's not, the father's not there, so usually we have the sanduk says the bracha. Okay, of lachniso, I'm not talking about the bracha and the actual mice, I mean, was the mole's bracha. Well, the other bracha, lachniso, bravisa, shalavom, avino, is recited usually by the father. What if the father's not there? So he says, if the grandfather is there, the avia of, the lo shaykhus inyan habracha yosem acher, he has greater shaykhus. What is lachniso, rishalavom, you bring him into the bris of Avram, right? It's a train to be a Jew. He says, excuse me, that even the daf b'mila law mina b'sug the hechad lekav the chayav aviyah av lemulo, even though the sugin kedushin earlier in the same sugin that we discussed, it doesn't say that if the father doesn't mal the child that the grandfather has a particular chiyav. It's true. It's rattling in the lamdo Torah amina came be kedushin. Okay. Nevertheless, le'inyan birchas lachniso shayach yoser. Now, what the Kiva Eger writes here is that with regard to that bracha, the grandfather has a shaychus, even though he doesn't have a shaychus in terms of the chiyav of bris milah, okay, any more than the other person does. It's, if the father's not there, so it's the communal responsibility and so on. But in terms of the bracha, he has why? Because kevan the b'lchol of ulam the Torah, she says, chiyav gomor alavi avabein. Kiva Eger assumes it's never pasha. It's a chiyav gomor. Okay, and he says, I am the test of Mishnah, Mechuv, I feel Liskor Melamed, Lil Modem Ben Beno, even have to hire someone for the grandchild. So therefore, Lachniso, the Broch of Lachniso, Shaykh Yosha Laviyav. Why? Because, Yeshomer, the Rachnosis, Bris Atzma, Shaykh Yosha Laviyav, Melach, and Kimot Sinema Season, and so on. He says that the whole, there's a connection between the mitzvah of bris and Torah and teaching Torah. It's all the same, sort of the same chiyav. It quotes the Gemara in the Doran that, you know, if not for the bris milah, so it'll be impossible to learn Gedolah Torah and so on. And the Gemara has parallels between learning Torah and bris milah, and therefore, since the grandfather has a chiyav in Talmud Torah, so he has a special shaykhah to this bracha. Fine. How this works out at Gabi Grismila is not my topic, but I'm just showing you that the Rekiva Eger says that there's a Chiyav Gomor al Aviyah of Abay on the grandfather. So he certainly learns, like those shitas that hold, there's an absolute Chiyav, and there's an absolute Chiyav, and he says even to hire. So Rekiva Eger is weighing in with those, like the Shach, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the first opinion, I guess, you know, so against what some learn in the Rambam, and against the Pashup Shat and the Chaber, and they say that you do have to, perhaps even hire somebody to teach. That's the Rekiva Eger. And also, interestingly, the Shlus Yaakov has a tshuva, also a different context. It's in Chelek Aleph, Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel. Again, a different topic. He's talking about the issue of Yerusha. Talking about several generations later, you know, leaving money and so on. When we say b'nei bonim, harein kebonim, how far down does that go? So the Shus Yaakov in this tshuva writes, in Iyanti, he quotes from the Mabit, Iyanti beguf ha-tshuva shal Mabit, ama, I can't read the word, I think it's Adonis Sveikaso, a little blurred here, but Ra'isi shakasav sham, odani omer ki efshishu nicholim dor revi gamkein b'nei bonim. Okay, even four generations later is considered like b'nei bonim. It's not just B'nai Banim or Kibanim. It goes down generations. How do we know? Again, from our Parsha. Okamosha Koso Biridos Yaakov L'Mitzrayim. In our Parsha, when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, it says Banov U'B'nai Banov Ito. His children and his grandchildren were there. Okay? But Aksiv, Yu B'nai Peretz Chetzron V'Chamul. If you look in the listings, it says, under Yehuda, it says Yehuda. Yehuda was his son. And then Yehuda had a son, Peretz. And then it says one of his sons is Peretz. And it says, B'nai Peretz, Chetzon Rechamu. It always bothered me, by the way. I mean, I'm saying this as a side point. If you look, maybe someone on the Shabbos, you can think about it. I thought it was very, again, it's a total side point. But, you know, it always... It troubled me when the Torah lists off in Perek Mem Vav there, starting in Pasuk Ches, Eilah Shmos Bnei Yisrael Boy Mitzrayim, Yaakov Vonov, Bechor Yaakov Ruvain, then a Bnei Ruvain. So basically, everybody has a son and a grandson. It's two generations. However, by two Shvatim, by Asher, it says Ubnei Asher Yimno VYisrael VYisrael Ubriya. And then Sarah testified, Ubnei Bria Chever Malkiel. There are two grandsons from Asher. Two grandsons, four generations. There's Yaakov, there's Asher, there's Bria, and the Bnei Bria are Chever and Malkiel. So four generations there, the great grandchildren of Yaakov's, Chever Malkiel, the only old there, and then by Yehuda. No one else had children, very unusual. I guess those are the oldest of the next door. What's peculiar, what struck me as strange always, is with regards to Yehuda, because it says, Ubnei Yehuda, right? First Yehuda had Aaron Onan. Aaron Onan, we know, died childless, in Maaseh Tamar. And then it says, the Shelah Peretz and Zerach, right? So Yehuda had Peretz. Now it says, Yehuda Peretz, Chetzer Mechobel. But Peretz was born much later. Peretz was born, remember what happened, right? Tamar married Aaron Onan. First married Er, and then died. Er died. Then Onan was not interested in being with her, so he died. Then they sent Tamar away to wait till my next son will grow older. You know, so years went by. Evidently, a number of years must have gone by before Tamar played that whole charade. You know, disguising herself. As a prostitute and so on, and then eventually having relations with Yehuda and producing Peretz. And yet Peretz still has a grandchild who's named here. There's numbered here, so just even though Peretz should have been among the younger of the grandchildren, because it was they waited and he wasn't born until Yehuda was very old. Okay, anyway, but that's what the riot that the Shulz Yaakov says, that it goes down a number of generations. In any event, we have, just to summarize, the machlokas. Okay, what is the how far does it go? It appears from the simple reading of the Rambam, certainly is understood by the Radvaz and by the Bach. You don't have to have you don't have to hire a Malamed for your grandchildren. That's only for the children. Although, okay, huh? Okay. But others say, and that's the simple reading of Mechaber. Mechaber Reish Mem Hei says, Mitzos Osei Al Yish Lamed is Beno Torah, and that's it. Okay, it doesn't mention, and then a couple, that's in Sif Aleph, and in Sif Dalet of Reish Mem Hei, Chayv Lahaskir Malamed Libno. Okay, and that's it. Doesn't say anything about Ben Beno. The Shach quotes, it includes Ben Beno, or Kiva Eger, assume like that, is a Dover Pashut. Okay, and it may even go down several generations, depending on how we learn the Zulun Ben Don case. What's the Machokas in terms of Svara? So here I would just say, what you mentioned before, the Sefer HaMakner on Kiddushin, on Daf Lam, it says, here's the issue. Why would you have to teach? Why is it important to teach the children? Why should the grandfather have to teach? If the father's going to, you asked before, the father's going to teach, what do you need the grandfather for? Nira lefarish mish amru chazal ain adoma l'shomea v'piarav l'shashom v'piar Talmud. Who's older and wiser? The grandfather, right? Isn't it more authentic or more powerful to hear from the grandfather than to hear who taught the father? The grandfather. So learn from the Rebbe rather than learn from the Talmud. The Chayin Matzina, Mamzi, you said, Bechol, Dorva, Dorvi, most Rabbi, all the Shalom, Shenisma'e Ta'asoga, Kafi Richu, Kamakabalim, Zemizeh. Further down we go, the greater the lessening of the connection there is. Okay, and he quotes, he mentions, Elder Rebbe, Zeh, Tam, Sha'amra Torah, Shilamit is Ben Beno. That's why you should teach your grandchildren. Afagav, Shemichud, Beno, Lalamdo, Shu'aviv, even though your son should teach his son, because he's the father. Right? Now, if it's not the same thing, what he's going to get from his father, he's going to get from his grandfather. That's why he says that he's better. So, if you hold that that's the Svara, so then it would make sense to say that the same thing is true a generation later and a generation later and a generation later. Okay? But if you say that it's... will that automatically mean you have to hire somebody? Well, no. Because this whole lumdus goes out. If you talk about hiring just means it's a different person altogether. If the whole lumdus on the grandchild is because you're closer, you're older, you're wiser, that applies when you yourself teach. But if it's just a matter of hiring, then we wouldn't necessarily go so far. So perhaps the machlokas about the hiring revolves around this question. question, what is it? Stam sort of exeris akosin. So ben beno, etc. And it means you got to hire him all the way. Certainly the way the shach and someone to learn. Or no, is the whole thing like the Machmir says misvara that it's a matter of being able to learn more directly from the source. So that only applies if you're teaching directly. It wouldn't apply if you're hiring somebody. So that's possibly the machlokas.
Yeah. A matter of hiring, you can take. Because possibly it was a deficiency in the grandfather for not teaching the son.
In the first one, so
the grandfather.
Up. Okay, that's a possible. Okay. Okay, anyway, this is some dinim about the grandfather teaching a grandchild, and that's the story. Okay. On the Motzei Shabbos, it's an interesting subject. The fast of the 9th of Teves. And I don't mean the 10th of Teves, I mean the 9th of Teves. I'll talk about that on Motzei Shabbos. Have a good evening. Okay.